Bill, if Congresswoman Omar says something perceived as anti-Semitic again, expect loud, tough calls for a very tough response.
Fox's Mike Emanuel in Washington. Stocks continue on a losing streak. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 each end the week down more than 2%. Today's job report shows just 20,000 new jobs in February. This is Fox News.
Hey, douchebag. Unemployment went down. Tell the whole story, or don't tell it at all.
Go change all your watches and clocks in your home.
Good Lord.
1 hour ahead, spring forward, you know. It's daylight savings wherever you roam.
This song is not valid in Arizona and Hawaii.
Cause the times, they are a-changing.
After what I just heard on Fox, I don't know if I want to move an hour into the future. Damn. Yeah, 20,000 new jobs. But the unemployment number dropped and wages went up. Where is that part of the story? Fox is getting as bad as the rest of them. And I really don't understand whether it's because Disney has bought that company or Murdoch's kids or I don't know what it is. But if you think that you're hearing a less than complete approach to some stories, I don't think you're imagining that.
Or conservative.
Well, it's not even a matter of being conservative, but tell the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, stocks are down, and
that's how the news media works. This is why the president justifiably calls them an enemy of the people. And watching this, like we heard during the newscast, the next time Ilhan Omar, that hate-filled woman from Minnesota, makes another comment like she has, she needs to be treated like a Republican would. Censured. Interesting that the people from her own district seem totally pleased with her performance so far, though, huh? That's one of the states I'll never understand. Brad McDonald is going to join us in just a moment to talk about why there's been this downward trend. And I think part of what he told us earlier in the week is that the global economy hasn't been nearly as strong as ours, and that creates some friction.
Yeah.
Did I frighten you?
No.
I didn't come in here planning to have a meltdown. I just cannot sit still and listen to that kind of crappy news. I worked in news. I wrote news. We had better journalism class in my high school than they're teaching in school. I don't know what they're teaching in school. Lots going on the roads. Let's get with Mr. Balaki quickly.
As we cruise into the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a lot of traffic on the boulevard. It is thick all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road, and especially over I-85. Traffic trying to turn left and go north on I-85 is backed up. In fact, there's so much traffic at that intersection that the exiting traffic off of I-85 north is having a little slowdown around the exit, so be careful. We don't see any problems on the interstates. They are going along just fine. Everybody's getting where they're going on time. Lots of folks leaving Maxwell, and they are rolling through downtown Montgomery, so it's busy up Madison Avenue towards the Atlanta Highway, and the Atlanta Highway is busy basically all the way from downtown to Taylor Road. We are going to have a busy afternoon, so just be careful and get home safely. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representatives make the quality legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At 4:05 on a Friday afternoon, let's talk to Mr. Right on the Money, Brandt.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald Brandt, I don't know if you were on hold, but I just had a meltdown during Fox News because it was all negative. Yet, I did see stories today. Even though 20,000 new jobs, the unemployment number ticked down, and incomes are up. I didn't hear that in the newscast at the top of the hour, and I don't know why. I guess you can only fit so much propaganda in 60-minute sections.
Yeah.
But I would like to know a little bit more about this. It's been a rough week.
No, it has. And but, you know, I think if you put it all in perspective, okay, so we're down roughly 1.8% for the week, 5 days in a row that we've been down, but we've had an incredible start to the new year. And I think if you just zoom out and look at what's going on, okay, there's just a little bit of concern about this trade deal. Everybody wants this trade deal done. It's getting sort of long in the tooth, if you will, and it's been somewhat overhang, you know, to the market. But I think the bigger, broader issue, there's no doubt, the data that's coming in, economic data from overseas, is really, really not good. You know, Germany, there's no growth. If you look at Italy, they're in a recession. You look at Japan, there's no growth. I mean, these are major economies, sort of anchors in the various continents of the world. China has had real issues, and they're pouring stimulus into their economy. Then you see their export numbers, which dropped, fell off a cliff. I mean, the estimates that were that China would be, we would see a decline in exports out of that country of about 5%. They were down 20% year over year. Can you say tariffs? You know, and so all of this is really beginning to get quite concerning to major market participants. The good news is the U.S. so far has been relatively insulated from all of this, but there's this fear that it could eventually start to really feed into our economy. And so all eyes are on that and just sort of holding their breath, thinking, oh, man, please don't roll over. So when you see a jobs number that printed like it did this morning, the headline print was somewhat negative, but if you look under the hood, which is what you have to do, it was a really garbled message. It was kind of a, I will tell you, and you remember I said this, as we get further into March, particularly going towards the 1st of April, you're going to see these jobs numbers revised in a meaningful way. And you're exactly right. Those wage numbers were really strong. Unemployment went down again. But still, you know, there's this little bit of concern out there that, you know, with all the weakness overseas, could it start to wash up on our shores? Could we start to have a problem? And the other thing, too, you know, when you look at credit markets, which we've talked about a lot, credit has begun to deteriorate just a little bit. And that gets everyone's attention. Now, you're not going to hear many people talk about it, but it's one thing we certainly look at. Remember our mantra, credit markets always lead equity markets or stock markets. They always have and they always will. So if you see that becoming a problem, eventually it will show up in the stock market. But at the same time, there are positive things going on. We can get this trade deal done. We know that there's broad negotiation going on with world leaders on the dollar policy. The Fed has stopped, and the Fed may actually start talking about cutting interest rates sometimes towards the end of the year. So all of this needs to be sort of taken with a grain of salt, and you know, I still believe that we're gonna close the year higher than where we are now, and I'm relatively optimistic about the U.S. Economy.
Well, that's one thing you've taught us over the years is to look at the long range picture as well as what happened today. And we sure do appreciate that. Will you be back in the office on Monday?
Absolutely. Great. Yeah, I'll be flying out.
Because I'm ready to, I want to tell people to, you know, ring your number and set up a meeting with you and talk about their financial future and get a plan going. And that number to call is 387-0094. You'll also find when you visit McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, by the way, you don't have to walk in with a suitcase full of money. You walk in with questions. You walk in with an idea about what you'd like to accomplish down the road for yourself, whether it's retirement or preparing for trains that come down the tracks of life, your kids' education, saving for all of these things around the table. You'll also find that he's got an incredible support team at McDonald & Hagen as well. So take charge of your money. Become managerial. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Have a safe trip back, Brent.
I appreciate it, buddy. And I do. And have a great weekend. Look forward to catching up on Monday.
All righty. Take care.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
This just in, courtesy of Becky Gerritsen, the House did pass the gasoline tax this afternoon. Always do those things on a Friday. You know, not at the beginning of the week so the local talk show host can chew you up and spit you out for what you did.
So now it goes to the Senate?
They're all, you know what, I don't see a difference between the two parties. It's just like Washington. There's maybe 30 really good conservative Republicans there and maybe 30 moderate Democrats who could get together and do something realistic. The rest of them are weak-kneed, fully controlled by special interests, or crazy, like occasional cortex. Look at this story here. And I pulled this off Drudge. Adults won't take climate change seriously, so we, the youth, are forced to strike. They're going to strike. They're going to have a climate change strike. Isn't that nice?
The children are?
The children.
Strike from doing what?
Yeah, exactly. Our indoctrination centers are doing a magnificent job. There are scientists out there, like Goddard. Just do a little research. They are fudging these numbers. And they have been for a long, long time. And there are stories on it you can pull up on the internet. Dire warnings from 30 years ago that we only had 10 years left. And now we're getting the same bullshit from Bug Eyes out of New York. How do you, where on the name of God's green earth, how does she know we got 10 years left? Based on what? Welcome to Happy Hour.
Yeah.
It's just... oh, here's another one. Here's another. Maybe as well get it out of my system all at once.
Well, then do it! Now!
Yes, sir. Here's the story. LGBTQ activists enraged that Trump served Chick-fil-A to football champions. I have been on your side in terms of acceptance and so forth. Nobody wants people to have to live in a closet because of the choices that they choose to make. But you have done more with your outrage to build Chick-fil-A into a fast food dynasty than anything else. Stop it.
Chick-fil-A is not against them. They're just for traditional marriage.
And you are wholly showing your complete intolerance for any idea.
Yes.
By doing that. And when you do that, you send a message to people all over the country say, well, you know, that's not the American way. So I'm going to, I mean, when that whole thing came down originally, there were Chick-fil-A's that had mile-long lines from people saying, no, we're gonna stand up for his right to believe what he wants to believe.
Still are.
Absolutely. I thought, my stepson loves Chick-fil-A tenders, and on weekends I try to get over there because they run such an efficient thing at East Chase. It's an amazing thing to watch. I thought, well, I'm going at 10:30. It's so early, there can't possibly be a line.
Oh, no.
No, no. It was as busy as ever.
Yep.
But they have you to thank for that. You launched them up the ladder of fast food franchises like nobody else. And now you want to push it a little further? The president can't serve Chick-fil-A. You know, and if those football players aren't bright enough to say, well, you know, I don't care for Chick-fil-A's position, so I will pass on the chicken sandwich. Let them decide. You don't need to be it's just
they probably gobbled them down.
Well, somebody's eating their food.
Because they're good.
I mean, last weekend, I woke up on, I believe, Saturday morning. Yeah, it had to be Saturday because Chick-fil-A's closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
It's like, I got a hankering for a spicy chicken biscuit with pepper jack cheese on it, large hash brown, and give me some avocado lime ranch on the side. I know y'all make that for your salads, but it's so good on the spicy chicken biscuit. And not once as I was munching down on that did I think, man, I really hate the gays.
No.
What universe do you
live
in?
They don't hate anybody, and they serve everyone.
Yeah, so stop with the outrage. Learn to be tolerant. There are better ways to sell the message you want to sell than acting like having a temper tantrum every time something happens that you don't approve. Jeez.
Wah!
Papa B.
Yay. Great.
Yes, sir.
Joey. Rosie.
Hello.
Papa B.
Hey, hey. Great. Well, you know, since we're getting it all out there, let's just go ahead and put one other thing on the table.
I can't.
What do you think about
it? It might kill me. Keep in mind, I'm in a weakened condition. You might be responsible for my death. Go ahead.
Well, this would be the entree, you know. So what do you think? What are your thoughts about reparations? That's what we're talking about again.
It's an obscenity. You find somebody that was actually enslaved, fine. We actually did reparations for the people that Franklin Roosevelt put in internment camps in World War II, American citizens of Japanese descent. It took 30 years, but they were finally paid reparations for having all of their rights stripped away in World War II, but this is what I'm gonna side with Bernie Sanders on this. I think he's right. We should not pay reparations.
Hold on, Papa B. If that's your name, Papa B. It sounds like an alias to me. One of those stupid handles people use on the radio. But Greg. Is that your name?
Yes.
Greg Budel?
That's my name, sir.
Are you sure it's not Budel?
Budel.
Budel? Greg Budel. I'm amazed, sir, because usually I'm not a fan of your tone. But I do have to say, on this issue, we agree. We absolutely agree.
Wow.
That's amazing.
How do you like that? Me and Bernie Sanders agree on something.
It can be done.
Hi, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks.
You too.
I think that the country took note of the fact that with years of discrimination, that the whole idea of trying to level the playing field in the 60s and making and coming up with the money to fund scholarships and to help people get a better life was well-intended, but it has not played out the way it was designed. And this is nothing more than, first of all, It's great to see that many African-American people are waking up to the fact that the Democrats have done nothing for them. Nothing. They have been treated like sheep. You're expected to vote for us. We send the checks out, blah, blah, blah. It's so racist and insulting. And some are finally saying, you know what? I don't want to be a part of this. So you've had... What do they call the Blexitus? A lot of exoduses and
I think it's called Blexit.
Blexit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the media treats them like insane people for daring to think for themselves. So, I think so much has been done to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to achieve the American dream. So who gets it? Who gets it and who doesn't?
I saw that Drudge headline that said Jexodus, where the young Jewish millennials are exiting the Democratic Party.
Look, and again, I'm totally against block thinking. But, and I know I have friends here who have already Jexited, if you will. If you don't see the open anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party and continue to vote for them, you are voting for your own demise. It's no more complicated than that. At 421, we have news, Rich's forecast, and finally, at last, the Haywood Banks Twin Spin.
Finally.
One I love.
It took you long enough.
And wiper blades. Keith, I appreciate your patience, buddy, but I need to go down to the thinking stool.
Greg had to have a meltdown.
Yeah.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. President Donald Trump toured damage today in Lee County from that devastating tornado that killed 23 people. The president, along with the First Lady, met with local officials, first responders, volunteers, and family members of those lost in the storm. An Alabama man has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for the shooting deaths of his adoptive parents nearly 3 years ago. 26-year-old Andrew Kyle Holsey pleaded guilty in court in Decatur on Wednesday to capital murder. The president praised those who responded to the storm during the past week. Meanwhile, government surveys have confirmed at least 38 tornadoes touched down across the southeast in that deadly weekend outbreak. National Weather Service teams surveying storm damage say tornadoes struck Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a warm forecast right on through the weekend. Tonight, some isolated showers are possible. The overnight low temperature drops to about 58 with mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered thunderstorms possible by the afternoon. And then more scattered thunderstorms Saturday evening, Saturday night into the overnight hours. We are in a marginal severe weather risk, so we're going to monitor the thunderstorms carefully. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. Then on Sunday, the severe weather risk covering central and south Alabama with a high temperature around 76. The pollen count remains high today, tomorrow, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On Sunday at 2 a.m., daylight saving time begins.
Daylight savings time is set to take place over the weekend.
Daylight saving time was first introduced to the British Parliament in the early 20th century.
I hate changing the clocks.
Daylight savings time?
I will never reset the time on my microwave. It's only 6 months.
Daylight saving time. It's the jet lag without the travel.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up, a teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents Romeo and Juliet, playing now through April 28th on the festival stage. Romeo is a Montague and Juliet a Capulet, star-crossed lovers whose family's long-standing feud has pitted neighbor against neighbor in a mid-20th century American town. Shakespeare's iconic story asks the question, what happens when a community fails its young people? Don't miss this exciting new production directed by ASF Artistic Director Rick Dildine. More information at asf.net.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, winter's here with all the ice and snow and the surly slush upon the road. The salty spray upon my window makes me wish that I'd replace my wiper blade. Spray from semis that do pass. They turn my windshield into bathroom glass. I turn the knob, but I come to the conclusion that I did not fill up my washer solution. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. I wish that I'd replaced my wiper fluid. Expressway 80 mph. I can make out headlights, taillights, frosted shapes. But down by the dash is a clearing where both blades do scrape. I can see fine if I lay on the passenger seat. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. I wish that I'd replaced my wiper blades.
It's All Request Friday on Happy Hour, taking a break from news, which has driven my blood pressure up, to do a Haywood Banks twin spin. And I just want to say, for some reason, I always feel a little guilty when I play this. But it's pretty clever.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little psycholops. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. It looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry, but you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother, 'cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. Now how it happened, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, Pop Punkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Had a request for I Think My Dog's a Democrat. So that's coming up. And Dr. Sigmund Azebo?
Yes.
What would a Friday be without him? But my favorite is the U-Haul.
Yeah. It's just,
we'll play something. We'll play something.
You got your mood back in order?
Yeah, I spent some serious time on the thinking stoop.
He has a happy face.
Yeah.
You know,
did
you
more go through peaceful those, look.
Those exercises you were taught?
What, standing out and screaming at the traffic going by in 85?
That's one of them, yeah.
Very cathartic.
Yeah, exactly.
Watching the swallows.
I've been following a situation locally, and yes, this woman is still a Facebook friend to me. But when she posted a story off WSFA about President Trump coming to Alabama and posted it saying, wow, somebody, here's your chance. Shoot him. She works at LDOT. And I'm looking at the thread here, and apparently is the secret... It's hard to tell because there's a lot of there's a collage of different Facebook things here, but apparently some concerned citizens contacted LDOT and expressed their unhappiness with their tax dollars underwriting the salary of somebody who wants the president dead. Now, do I see that comment on her part as a direct threat to President Trump? No. But we can't have different rules for different people. You know, Facebook will kick you off for a week if you look cross-eyed at one of their special victim groups. If you don't say exactly the thing, but you can go on the air and, oh, here's your chance. Go shoot him.
Just
and
ignorant,
nothing happens.
Ignorant nonsense.
So I would like, if possible, to get a summary of what, if anything, has happened to this individual, who I will not name. I'm not going to pile on right now. And also because I have this thing that is important to me to make sure I am not talking out of my rear end. It's just a high professional standard I choose to maintain. And
thank goodness.
And sometimes it still happens, but not by design. Never by design. All right. We played that Wiper Blade song. It does look like it's going to rain, but there's no rain on the radar in our immediate area. There's showers in northern Alabama. Oh, Jussie Smollett, they indicted on 16 felony counts by a grand jury.
Well, there you go.
Wow. You know, just this morning I'm thinking, boy, they've done another thing. The media's managed to protect this idiot. But I'm glad. I am so glad to see this, because enough of this stuff, as Dr. Sigmund is evil. I'm sick of this. Sick of this.
Shaving cream.
Should play that today, too. All right. So I'm going to pull that story up, and we'll get into it in a little bit. It's 4:38 already. For just about half a century now, how many times have we seen, big companies like Coke, hey, you know what, let's reinvent the wheel, let's come out with a new product called Coke. But we already
have... New Coke!
Where was the hankering for that? I don't recall ever anybody in the early 80s saying, you know what?
We need to make some new Coke.
This Coca-Cola, I'm
you
sick of this.
People don't know what you want, we have to create new things!
Well, it was a disaster, and we've seen this happen with other companies that, for whatever reason, change for the sake of change, I don't know, decided to take a great idea and screw it up. Georgia Floors Direct has succeeded and been a great friend to the flooring consumer here in Montgomery for one good reason. Dick McAdam had a great idea 50 years ago to bring in popular styles of flooring direct from the manufacturers, so we could sell them at a wholesale price in a building he envisioned being in the center of town at 1965 Eastern Boulevard, now next to Ashley Furniture, and then building a team of installers to do the best professional installation possible, and hire people like Jeff Mallinson, who then builds a team, who I call the Mary Benn of Floriers, who provide outstanding customer assistance when people go in, because it's a big building. It's very overwhelming. But when you know what you're interested in and the budget you're shopping in, they can give you a focused experience. And sometimes the greatest of genius is to not tamper with something that's worked so well. That's why Georgia Floors Direct is celebrating 50 years, because they're still doing it the way they started doing it all those years ago. Hats off to them. Proud to have them as a sponsor. They're, again, at 1965 Eastern Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday with true wholesale pricing and popular styles of flooring. And I also recommend a visit to Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Rolling on through the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a bunch of traffic everywhere we look. The boulevard is really crowded, especially around I-85 and Vaughan Road. Also, a big crowd down at Troy Highway as well. If you're headed northbound on I-85, we got some problems for you because there's an accident. It's on the shoulder. It's around Bell Road, but it is slowing traffic down immensely, and it's backing up close to the boulevard at this point. Over on the northern part of the boulevard, we have a disabled vehicle at Jackson Ferry Road, and that is slowing traffic down headed for I-65. If you're on I-65, there aren't any troubles. The this afternoon. Everybody's rolling along at a speed limit ride. I-85 is starting to slow down in the downtown area headed southbound as you approach the interchange. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see any trouble this afternoon. Just drive carefully. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Stocks coming off of session lows, but ending in the red, extending their losing streak to five straight sessions, with the Dow falling 23 points, the Nasdaq snapping a 10-week winning streak, closing down 13, S&P 500 down 6. And investors are having doubts around the fate of a trade pact between the U.S. and China. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox Business, if a trade deal does happen, it has to work for the U.S. And if it does,
this could be an historic deal.
But he emphasizes it must be in America's best interest. And New York City's Chrysler Building has been sold at a discount. The owners of the iconic skyscraper selling the 77-story office building for a little more than $150 million, according to the Wall Street Journal. The real estate firm RFR Holdings and a foreign partner inking a contract for the property. Back in 2008, an Abu Dhabi investment group had acquired a 90% stake for $800 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a warm forecast right on through the weekend. Tonight, some isolated showers are possible. The overnight low temperature drops to about 58 with mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered thunderstorms possible by the afternoon. And then more scattered thunderstorms Saturday evening, Saturday night, and through the overnight hours. We are in a marginal severe weather risk, so we're going to monitor the thunderstorms carefully. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. Then on Sunday, the severe weather risk covering central and south Alabama with a high temperature around 76. The pollen count remains high today, tomorrow, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is a cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 8080. That's promo code 8080 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The greatest show on dirt is back. Extreme freestyle bullfights every night at the 62nd annual SLE Rodeo. For ticket and event information, visit slerodeo.com or call 1-888-2-RODEO-2. Don't miss it. Family fun for all ages.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact that my dog might be a Democrat. I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. But he just acts like he's entitled, even tried to unionize the cat. Yeah, I think my dog's a Democrat. He chewed up the Constitution that I keep on display. And every time Benghazi's on TV, he looks the other way. I know he's a liberal, even if he won't admit it. He pooped on my living room rug and tried to tell me George Bush did it. He ain't got no papers, and what really gets my goat is if he could find a ride to town, well, I know they'd let him vote. Sure, we've had some good times. Been fun to have around, but if he ever barks about my right to bear arms, I'm gonna have to have him put down. I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. You'd have to be a socialist to ever act like that. So my dog must be a Democrat. All his behavior has been hinting that his mom might be Mrs. Clinton. I think my dog a Democrat. I'm Brian Lewis, and I approve this message.
4:49 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Catching you up here. I just posted the story. Jussie Smollett indicted on 16 counts, felonies. And I posted the story with the wish that if he's convicted, he is harshly sentenced. Because this goes on all the time.
He should get the same sentence that the guys would have gotten had that story been true and they been caught.
Oh, well, they would have been, you know, they would have wanted them hung.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got that. In Breitbart, I was, again, should I even look at the news?
No.
Democrat-run House passes bill protecting illegal alien voting.
How can that be? It's against the Constitution.
That doesn't matter to them. The Constitution is a living document. What other country on earth can any of us go to and vote?
Nowhere.
Even with a passport. Even with if we're legally there. Go try and vote the next French election or whatever. It's obscene. This hate-filled congresswoman from Minnesota has defeated Nancy Pelosi in the hate resolution. So Nancy is now neutered, and the de facto leader of the Democratic Congress is now Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That is scary.
We got to fix that in 2020. And now, with all of that going on, it's a pleasure to welcome somebody we haven't had a chance to talk to in a long, long time. Tea Party Becky, how are you?
A voice of reason.
I am so good. How are you, Greg?
You don't want the medical records, so
I know. Well, okay.
I'm getting better. I'm getting better from whatever, you know.
Well, I've missed you, so it's good to talk to you.
How's my buddy?
He is fantastic. he is taking such good care of me, and he will be happy to know that I'm talking to you right now. So, yeah, I know he would tell me to tell you hello.
Well, you sent me the news that the Alabama State House had passed the gas tax.
Like, the House, yes, it did pass. The numbers were 83-20. I don't have the list of... I was there, and there's a board that shows you how everyone votes, but it is only on for like 5 seconds.
Oh, that's nice.
I did not get to take a picture of it fast enough, so I don't know who voted yes and who voted no, but it did pass, and if I could just give you a couple of highlights. You know, this bill is supposed to be a 10 cents over 3 years tax. So the first year we're going to pay 6 cents more a gallon, then the next year we're going to pay 2 cents more, and then the next year we're going to pay 2 cents more, and then all of a sudden now we're at 10 cents. But in the bill, there's also a provision that every other year after that, we're going to be paying 1 penny a gallon more. And so a lot of people didn't know that was in there, but it just goes on forever and ever. Every other year, there's the possibility of us getting a 1 penny a gallon tax. It's based on an index, so it's possible that some years we may not get a penny added. But as the historical trend goes, it pretty much is showing that we would have a 1 penny added to every gallon every other year after that. So Mike Holmes put in an amendment deleting that portion of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shot down. It did not pass. And the sponsor of the bill, Bill Poole, and he did work very hard on this bill, and we all recognize that, but he said this part of the bill was very important, and they needed it, and it's to help them plan for the future and all that. So that's, I would have felt a little better about this bill had we been able to take that out, but it wasn't taken out. But one good thing was added. Representative Wingo added an amendment that would allow us to change the way we make our asphalt and the materials that we put on the road. We don't really use cement in our roads, and so they're supposed to last 30 years, but they really only last 15 years. This has been a huge problem, and billions of dollars have probably been wasted because we haven't had...
This is how they do it in Chicago, Becky. I know. It's so corrupt. There's so much under-the-table money going around, and then they use substandard materials so that after they've resurfaced, like the Stevenson Expressway there, which they seem to be constantly doing, they got to go back and resurface it again because given the harshness of their climate... The roads frequently need repair from potholes and stuff, but most of it's because they just use crap.
Yeah. Well, this amendment is going to fix that, and I'm really, really happy. That needed to happen whether there was a gas tax or not. So one really great thing did come out of that. But now it heads to the Senate, and they'll start on Monday debating this exact bill in the Senate. And there's a couple other bills they have in the Senate as well, but this is the one they're going to take from the House and... there's a possibility, you know, that 1 cent every other year that I was talking about, if we can get them to take that out in the Senate, that would be great, but I'm sure they're not going to want to do that. But if we could get them to cap it, like, okay, after 5 years or 6 years, whatever, then no more adding. Because this is going to be something our kids, grandkids, way down the road are going to be paying for. So anyway, it was an exciting day at the House. And I'll be heading back up there on Monday.
I'm glad to know you're still engaged with the process. We have such great expertise on these matters in-house with Barron and Dan Morris. I get on the emotional end of these things. You know, look, we were just talking not that long ago. I've known a number of state employees over the years who have told me off the record about the waste, the way they have to spend money or they don't get it budgeted for the next year. And I'm sure if they took a real hard look at the way things are done, they might be able to find the money they need without raising the gas tax.
Which I think most of us citizens were really hoping that we could squeeze money out of other areas and not have to raise taxes. But I'll tell you, I have never seen tears and roars like I heard when that bill passed. The gallery erupted, all the, you know, legislators down on the floor. It was high fives everywhere, and I just never really witnessed that before. So
they were celebrating raising the taxes.
Oh yeah, big celebrating. And, you know, there were a lot of county commissioners that were there in the gallery that are thinking, hey, we're going to get our roads fixed. And I agree. We're very happy that something will be done. I just wish it didn't have to be with raising taxes. But so I think they're happy that, you know, now they're going to have some money to do this. But I think the regular citizens were not cheering so loudly because it's coming out of their pockets.
Man.
But anyway, on that note, have a wonderful weekend.
You know, I made the point, you know, the Tea Party was so effective in setting what we thought were people that were going to, you know, refocus this country into its obligation as a constitutional republic. And then so many of them got there and got sucked into the quicksand, you know, the arm from John Boehner. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
This is how we do it here. If you want to be on a committee, you know, you got to do... Blah, 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 blah. And, wow. I would love one day for you to be serving us in public office somewhere.
Well, I may can just do more work and be more effective on the outside. So we'll see. It wasn't God's will for me to win, and I didn't. But
well, you sure?
I do believe he called me to run. He just didn't call me to win, and that's okay. I'm just going to do what I can do wherever I am.
Well, he did call you to scare the crap out of Martha Roby on election night, and that alone was an amazing and wonderfully cathartic experience to go through.
Oh, well, it was a good time. It was a good try, and I had a great time, and thank you for all of your support during that, too.
Always. You have a great weekend, and give my best to your handsome husband.
To my man? I will.
How's everybody else in the family doing?
Oh, my goodness. Greg, I have two grandsons now.
Oh my God. Gosh.
Can you believe it? And they live in California.
Two.
Which is awful, but it's wonderful because we have FaceTime. And so we talk several times a day. We read stories over the phone. We play with toys on the phone. And it's great. So they definitely have a good connection to us. And we see them often, but they are doing amazingly well. My daughter and her husband, Omar, and their two kids are just joys in our lives, even though they're so far away.
God has
been very good.
Yes. Take it from one who was, a year ago, 100% wholly convinced that everything was lined up for the perfect marriage, and just didn't go the way we had hoped. But there have been good things that have happened. And, you know, yesterday she said, I just got to move forward, Dad. You know, it's the way it is.
And she's getting ready to move into her own home.
Got her own home. And
good.
And got a great promotion at one of the most reputable zoos in the world. So there's...
And how's your grand dog?
Grand dog is doing well. Grand dog has not had a serious... Oh, please. I pray for that dog to just... be around as long as possible, Lord. I'm not supposed to ask for.
He's like a huge part of the family.
He and Grand Dog is. Grand Dog is.